Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. When I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all right.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.com. I'm your host tonight for Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Foundation every third Thursday of the month, where we highlight one of our many talented certified mediums. And this program is actually brought to you by the Association of Trans Communication. I believe that could be found on the web as well as at associationoftranscommunication.com. Really wonderful, the Butlers, what they've done to kind of transform their own website as well, too. I'm also in New York this week. I usually do the broadcasting from Connecticut, but I'm actually at the Foundation headquarters because I feel honored to be able to do an event tomorrow for the Foundation. And, you know, just to familiarize yourself, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.com. .org, and you can see the wonderful programs this not-for-profit brings to you to further education, to give you a better sense of not only where your loved ones are, but even just different ways, even scientifically, spiritually, you could connect to them. And I am joined by the director of the Foundation today. I kind of egged her on to be on the air with me. Of course, you hear Fran every week here with Bob. And next week, the show will not be on.
We're not airing tomorrow.
It'll be...
Tomorrow. me all the days. It's the same. Yes, next Thursday there will not be a live broadcast of Signs of Life Radio.
Right, but we'll be back at our regular 7 o'clock.
At our regular schedule with our mediums and messages every third Thursday,
right.
Our gathering every first Thursday, right. And our scientists, researchers and authors all the other Thursdays.
Yes, and we are in a new home, bbsradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us for mediums and messages, our guest medium for today is the fabulous Doreen Molloy. That number is 888-815-9756. And Fran, before I got on the air, you passed me this fabulous statement that a Long Islander said. They have this great section, I believe it's in Newsday?
With Newsday.
It's called L.I.ers or Long Islanders on Boss. And what's really neat is they have certain quotes.
With the Boss, they were referring, it was a special section.
For the Boss.
For the Boss.
Steinbrenner.
Mr. Steinbrenner, who just passed away.
Yes.
And, but it's a great quote.
It is a great quote. And as you do know, Bob Shepard, who was the longtime announcer for the Yankees, as a matter of fact, Jeter still uses the pre-taped voice of Bob Shepard. It's really an unmistakable voice. He passed as well, too. And he actually passed away a few days. Crossed over a few days before Steinbrenner crossed over, and this wonderful Long Islander had this great quote, and I'd like to read it for you. There is no way we can lose this season after what's happened in these last few days. They needed Bob Shepard in heaven to announce George Steinbrenner's arrival. I mean, that's really
fabulous.
But if you think about it, you know, you can never say to anyone, oh, it was their time. You can never say to anyone, well, they lived a long life, because every life and every human, you know, we have these fabulous connections. It doesn't matter if you're 130, you know, there's a connection. But what's very interesting is, like, in the spiritual world, we talk about, like, divine order. You know, everything has a somewhat of a purpose or a reason why things happen. And, of course, those reasons never make sense in the physical world. But it's really interesting to run across a quote that this gentleman was able to make it physical, and it kind of makes sense.
It makes loads of sense.
Yeah.
And it just is so appropriate and so touching.
It is.
So real.
Yes, I know. We often try to grapple you know, when somebody crosses over. And I think what's really profound, I think, in any loss is sometimes the gifts that you receive from those. You know, you remember how that person touched you. You remember how they made you grow. And I often say from a medium's point of view, and I'm going to ask Doreen about this, that from a medium's point of view, when they come through with information, they always talk about how the other side sees us. Oh, I see you're doing this. Oh, I see how you're doing that. And what's interesting, if you could reflect back on why that particular spirit or that person coming through is talking about that one thing, you can always circle it back to, well, that's not only what they would be talking to me about, but they taught me something about that, or they tried to enrich my life about that. You know, people say, well, why would a grandmother come through and talk about her cooking cards, or why would a father come through and talk about how he fixed the yard in the back?
Because there's a deeper meaning behind
it. There is. There's a big, deeper meaning. But, of course, when you're grieving, you know, you'll go, well, why would they want to talk about that? But the deeper meaning is, well, maybe when that father was teaching them to mow the lawn, they were teaching them about dedication and how to be neat.
You know, it rings so true in dreams as well. You know, when you get visited by them in dreams, you say, oh, it was just a dream and they popped in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start writing down those dreams and you start giving it a little thought, you'll see the meaning behind the dreams.
Isn't it wonderful? And it's very true. Well, I want to thank you for sharing that quote, and I think it's almost time for us to take our first break. And the wonderful thing about taking breaks is not only do we get to hear from our great sponsors, our corporate sponsors that support the not-for-profit that we have here, the Forever Family Foundation, but when we come back from the commercial, we'll have the fabulous, talented, wonderfully intelligent Doreen Molloy, who I really enjoy spending time with. So she'll be back with us. We'll be talking about mediumship and taking your calls for reading. So stay with us. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windridge.org.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And I want to welcome all of our bbsradio.com listeners. If you'd like to call in, our guest medium is Doreen Malloy. You can call her, talk to her, ask her questions. We'll be connecting to the other side. That number is 888-815-9756. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the program once again, you heard her last month actually, hosting this show, Doreen Malloy. Welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages. How are you, my dear?
I'm very good. How are you, Angelina?
I'm doing pretty good. It's so
awesome.
Nice. Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice. You know, you're just incredibly welcoming and a self-assured voice. I love it. I love it. So what's cooking for you these days in the mediumship world?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Well, you know, I'm busy. I've got a lot of people here lined up for readings. I'm giving a workshop a week from Saturday.
Fabulous.
That's a mediumship workshop. I do different ones.
Great.
And then I've got another workshop coming up for tarot, actually, this fall. So that's I'm kind of excited about that because that's a new
Fabulous.
Workshop. So
yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know that we were speaking before you came on the air. I'm sure you're aware you're in the New Jersey area, right? You see your clients
yeah.
all over the world, but you're located in Jersey. So, of course, you've heard about the crossing over of George Steinbrenner.
Yes, I did.
And also of Bob Shepard. And
we read
this lovely quote, and I wanted to get your sense on it because different mediums have different philosophies on, you know, I know you have clients that ask you, like, well, why was it their time or, you know, why did they have to go that way? But this particular Long Islander said about George Steinbrenner, if I could see it again, it says, there is no way that we can lose this season after what's happened in these past few days. They needed Bob Shepard in heaven to announce George Steinbrenner's arrival.
Right.
Which I think was a very beautiful quote that that Fran passed on. So, you know, if you can just say a few words from your point of view on, you know, divine order or...
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, that was a lovely quote. That was great. You know, but I'm one of those people that believes that when we cross over, we make our transition, it is our time to go. I don't think there are any accidents when it comes to that. I know that there is a welcoming committee there on the other side, as well as you do, because those of us who work in this field, I mean, you know, we get to perceive groups on the other side
right.
in the afterlife that are connected to whoever it is that we're reading for. We do get that very, very strong sense that there is a circle of energy on the other side that anyone connected to us here in physical life, they're going to be in that circle when they cross over. So, you know, these gentlemen are in good hands. There's always people there around us welcoming us over. So, yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon for me, but I really believe strongly that when we go, it is our time, and that there are never any accidents with that.
It's a beautiful way to put it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
The easiest way really is on the web. They can go to my website at DoreenMalloy.com, and if they're looking for an appointment, there's a web form there, and they can fill that out. And this way I have all their information, then I can just email them back and get them set up. My email address is there. My phone number for my office is there. So there's lots of different ways to reach me, but all the info is on the web.
Fabulous. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to take our first caller just to give you a sense of how we run things here. If you're a new listener, we would love it if when we ask you if you'd like to have a reading or if you have a question for Doreen, that you do not divulge a lot of information. We're evidential, and we would like to be able to prove to you that your loved ones are coming through. And sometimes when you're in a position of grieving, you're all too willing to agree to anything. So I know Doreen is she's a scientific research medium and very evidential. So what we'll do now is take our first caller. Let's take Valerie calling Signs of Life Radio on the BBSRadio.com network. Valerie, how are you today? Valerie, are you there? I guess Valerie's not there yet. Okay, so let me ask you another question, Doreen, while we get Valerie on the line. Sorry about that. A little technical glitch. In the years that you've been a medium, I'm very curious when the other side comes through, if you've seen, because we all grow as mediums, if you've seen them showing you new things about what the other side is like, because that's a big question that I get a lot. And I have found that my answer has evolved as I grow as a medium. So to you, what is the other side like?
Well, first, I think you're right about the evolving part, because I notice also over the years as I'm reading for people, new things have a tendency to come up during readings, you know. So it's not impossible to get some new insight as you're reading for a new client that right. all of a sudden you say, wow, you know, that's pretty interesting. I never would have thought of that, but I got this impression. Mm. As far as what the other side is like, I get that question a lot, too. And the truth of the matter is we're never going to know until we get there ourselves.
That's true.
But my sense of it is that there is a community. There's a sense of community. There's a great sense of love there. I also learned early on, I became very much aware of the fact that when we cross over to the other side, a whole lot of things get very clear to us very quickly. And I think here in physical life, you know, we get confused about things. We've got a lot of crazy things going on in our world and all kinds of emotions that we have to process. But my perception of people on the other side is that there's clarity. They also understand what we're going through. They know what our grief is like. They know, you know, how we either are or maybe even are not processing it and what life must be like for us after they leave. You know,
right.
So they have a very strong sense of that. Sometimes those things come through in a reading, and I always find it very touching because it really makes me realize how much they are still a part of our lives.
Exactly.
You know, because, and that's the thing. I always want people to understand that, you know, just because your loved one can't be here in physical form anymore, it doesn't mean that you're not connected. It doesn't. Those bonds are forever. Love is forever. Relationships are forever. You know. And those are the kinds of things that sometimes they'll really make me acutely aware of from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So many things. It's hard to even pick.
I know
what it might be.
Yeah, and I think it's very intriguing, too, that, you know, of course a client's going to sit down and they're going to want to hear something specific from their loved one, but that comes from their viewpoint of what they need. It's always
right.
very striking to me, and I know you find this, too, Doreen, that the other side comes through with what they feel the grieving need. You know, it's almost like this point of view, and it speaks to what you said about them getting clarity.
Right.
You know, they have the clarity of, well, you may think that you're worried about selling the house, but this is really what's going on. And then the client will go, yes, you're right, but I haven't really looked at that. So it's a very interesting concept.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you. I think whatever does come through from the other side is really what they most need to hear.
Yes.
It's all about the healing. And sometimes even people come through that they were not expecting. You know, it was not maybe the loved one that they were hoping to hear from the most.
Right.
But I always find also that people find that very interesting because it brings to mind that not only the people they were connected to very deeply can come through, but others can come through as well. And they always find that surprising.
Yeah, I know.
That little element of surprise that perhaps somebody that passed away a very long time ago that maybe they went to school with and hadn't seen in 30 years, that person might pop in on their reading and just say hello, you know.
Right.
So it's a very interesting thing, yeah.
It is an interesting thing. And I know, too, that I know how you feel about this, and I know you know how I feel about this, but just for the sake of educating our listeners, there is a fine line when a client sits down and they say to you, like, you're bringing through my father. Can you ask him if he thinks I should break up with my boyfriend? Can you explain a little bit about the philosophy on that?
There are people always that will do that. I do try to share with others that people in the afterlife really don't tell us how to live our lives here. They don't tell us what to do. If they did that, they would be interfering in our life path here on physical Earth. They would be interfering in our free will. And that's what life is all about here. You know, it's all about making decisions, making choices, learning from whatever challenges we chose to experience in this lifetime. And so, you know, we've got all that to work out on our own so that we're able to learn from it and actually get the lessons, you know. And so if we had input coming in,
right,
not only from our loved ones in the afterlife, but sometimes people will say, well, can I ask my angels or can I ask my guides?
Mm-hmm.
And really the answer is the same. They never really tell us what to do. They're not going to make decisions for us because
exactly. It
isn't their job to do that. They're not supposed to do that.
Right, they're called guides, not people who will give us answers.
Right.
They're guiding us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you bring that up, and I always say, too, it's guiding through inspiration.
Exactly.
They'll inspire us to a higher level of wisdom, you know, but they're never going to say, well, yes, you should do this, or no, you should do that, and
right. You
know, or get rid of that guy in your life. They don't tell us that.
Exactly. What's an interesting twist that's been happening to me lately is that the other side will say, well, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but if it were me still in my physical body, you know I wouldn't want you to be dating that person. Or they might say, oh, I love him, in the personality of how they would have been.
Oh, yeah.
That makes
it
clear. They're not what to do here. It's just they're validating their personality.
Yeah, personality always comes through. It's one of the more interesting aspects, actually, about doing mediumship. And,
it is.
And one of the things that I love about that is that when you're reading for someone, you really can either hear in their voice if they're on the phone or you can see it in their face that they are recognizing that person's personality, you know.
Exactly.
And that's so cool, you know.
It's really, really neat. Well, what we're going to do is we're having a slight technical difficulty with the phone line. So what I'd like to do is take an early break. So our producer, I believe, is Don or Seth. Forgive me, this is my first time working with the production staff there. But we can go ahead and run the next commercial break now. And when we come back, we will get our act together. So hopefully we can hear from you. If not, we've got the experience and the talent of Doreen Molloy that we'll talk about. And we'll talk about mediumship. We could even do that. So you're listening to Signs of Life Radio. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At L&R Productions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
Oh. And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio. I'm your host for this month, Angelina Diana. You can get a hold of us if the lines are open at 888-815-9756. I'm here with the fabulous Doreen Malloy. Hello, Doreen.
Hi, Angelina.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to speak to one of the callers that are holding on the line that's hopefully working. Why don't we welcome Valerie to the program? Good evening, Valerie.
Good evening.
Good evening. So nice to hear your voice, Valerie. How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
We're doing great. We're doing great. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio. Do you have a question for Doreen, or would you like a connection?
I'd like a connection. I'd actually like to be connected with my brother, if possible.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see
if that happens.
Okay, Valerie, you've actually got several people there, though. Because I'm aware of an older female on the other side. I am aware of your brother's energy, but I feel like he's with an older female on the other side as well. There's something, they're showing me a very fast passing with him. Do you understand that? Very quick.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm almost getting that there was something very unexpected about what had taken place. Okay, you understand that at the time of his passing. He's also talking about, I'm starting to feel his energy come in, and I'm hearing a name that sounds, let me just get this right. Okay, I think it might be Bob or Bobby, that there's a reference for a name like that. I hear double B's. So if it's not a Bob, it might be Barb or Barbara or Bobby. I'm hearing double B's, and I'm not getting the name in clear, but there's just an acknowledgement for that name.
If it's a double B, it's kind of weird that you just say that because I was just talking to his daughter's mother, and his daughter's name is Abby.
Abby. Okay, that's where I want to go because I know I've got a double B there. Okay, and that would be his daughter, is that correct?
It's his daughter that he didn't, so she was 3 when he passed, but he didn't raise her.
Okay. And Abby is his daughter, though, correct? Is that
her biological daughter, correct.
Okay, got it. Okay. Now, I've got to tell you, he's been around you. He's making me feel like he's tried very hard to communicate with you, and I feel like you've had communication with him both ways. They're showing me that symbol for that. That means awake. In your waking state, you have sensed him around, but also in your dream state, he's telling me he's coming to you in dreams, or he's come to you in dreams. Now, he wants you to know, okay, let me just see. Okay, I don't know when your brother passed. He's making me feel like this. He's not gone a very long time on the other side. I feel like this is fairly recent. And he's making me feel like he knows what's going on with you right now, and he says there's some big thing happening for you or there's some big thing coming up for you. Just yes or no. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he's talking about?
Okay.
He's showing me thumbs up, okay? When I see that, that usually indicates things are going in the right direction for you. Now, let me just say this. There's a lot of chaos around you right now because he's showing me that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, when I see chaos, you know, you might be wondering, well, how could she say things are going to be going really good? But I'll tell you something. When there's chaos, sometimes it means things are changing, things are in transition, sometimes things are even ending. And you know what the beauty of that is? That means that new things can now begin. But he's showing me this. He's very much aware of what's taking place in your life, and he's showing it to me in a very chaotic way. Now, he's showing me also, and I'm seeing this symbolically, okay, so I just want to be clear that you understand how I'm getting it. He's showing me that there were some questions about what happened to him at the time he passed. Do you understand this? That there were either questions about exactly what took place or questions about, you know, something to do with his transition or around the time that he passed. Now, he's also making me, okay, so I know you understand that. He's showing me, though, that this probably will not be resolved to your satisfaction. He knows, he understands. He understands what's happening here. Let me just see. He says there was a female here to his side who's still here living. Do you understand that? To his side is going to be, because you would be to his side also because you're a sister, but it's going to be in his generation. So I don't know if this is a partner for him a girlfriend, a wife, I don't know where this was, but I feel like he puts her to his side. And he's telling me that she's going through a very difficult time right now. And I have to be honest, I feel like there's something connected also to the grief that was connected to his loss. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is there an M connected to her also? Does either her first or last name start with M, or is there a connection to her with somebody with the letter M? Because he's showing me that.
Her mother has an M, his mother-in-law.
Okay, mother-in-law. Okay, so that would be her mom? Is this? Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
But he lived with...
You're dropping out here. Say,
that's
say
okay.
That.
She, okay. Shouldn't, she shouldn't be giving that information, so it's good that
okay.
It's...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I really need you to know, Valerie, that he's okay. I'm getting this sense of that you need to share with the other people in the family that he actually came through on the show tonight. He's very much aware of what's taking place here. He wants you to know he's watching over his daughter. He's watching
yes.
over her, okay? Because, you know, you said something before that they were kind of disconnected or he didn't get to raise her. He's very much a part of her life now. He knows what's taking place with her. He's also telling me to say congratulations to her coming up very soon. And I feel like this is going to be in the next 6 months to a year. Saying congratulations. So there'll be something that you guys will be celebrating or that she will be celebrating for herself. The only reason they bring this up, he wants you to know he sees her. And he sees what's taking place there. He tells me that you have a big heart and that you would give anybody the shirt off your back. And he says,
yeah.
Thank you for what you did for him. Thank you for, okay, I don't know. I guess you must be the person who takes care of things in the family. That's how he's showing me this. You handle
I take
the
care
heavy...
of the kids.
Okay, you handle the heavy-duty stuff, you take care of people, you take care of things. He's showing this. He's saying thank you. He's so full of gratitude for that. He really loves you. He loves the people here. He just wants you to know that he's okay. By the way, this is the reason why he's trying to come through to you in the dream state also. So I don't know if you're having trouble remembering.
I actually, you know, it's funny that you said about his daughter because he has another daughter named Kayla.
Okay.
Yeah, his mom's been having some problems, and he told me in my dream to take care of his daughter, to take care of Kayla.
Okay, okay. Because I know it's a really strong connection for you in the dream state. I need you to pay attention to that because that's not just a regular dream. He is actually visiting you. And by the way, that's the easiest way for them to come through to us, you know, and that's for any of the listeners out there. When they come through in the dream state, you know, what we have to do is try to train ourselves to remember the experience. But when they come through, that is a very definite connection. They want us to know they're still connected to us, and they most definitely want us to know that they love us and, you know, that love is forever. And that goes for everyone else in the family. He sees what's going on here, including all the chaos and stuff with you, but he's giving me thumbs up. He wants you to know things are going to be okay for you, and actually things will be getting calmer for you towards the end of this year. It's actually holding up November for me on the calendar. I see November. So you guys have some good stuff coming up then, and you're going to see things kind of calming down and falling into place and, you know, all that good stuff. So just kind of watch for that. Valerie, I hope this helped a little bit tonight. I hope this helped hearing from him.
It sure has, actually. Thank you so
and
much.
And he's not alone. He is there with an older female.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd like to address that if I could, Doreen.
Yeah.
Valerie, is your mother's mother passed?
Yes, she is.
Okay, because I feel like she's with your brother, and I want to validate that your grandmother must have had a heavy breathing and walking issue before she passed.
She probably did right before she passed, yeah.
Because she wants to let the family know she's breathing better. You remember your grandmother. She says, I know my granddaughter. So you remember her, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's very interesting is she had a very, very strong personality. She really, like,
yes.
it's like she said, you don't hang up yet. I need to talk to you. So, I mean,
right.
I got, like, this jolt from her, like, you better not let her hang up. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, now she's saying she wants to compliment Doreen. So what's very interesting, because I know Doreen. I mean, we're colleagues, and I know that Doreen has a heart of gold. But, you know, Doreen, very intelligent, and when Doreen feels strongly about something, she says it. Not as strong as your grandmother, though. But your grandmother likes the way that you, that Doreen was very diplomatic with you, Valerie, because if somebody rubs you the wrong way, Valerie, you'll let them know it bothers you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to say, for some reason, your Valerie's grandmother wants to compliment you, Doreen, on how very diplomatic you were and the tone that you spoke to her granddaughter. And I want to say, too, that there must be like a Laurel Lee Louisa LLL sounding name to your grandmother. Where is that? LLLL to me. And then there was like a Jeannie, Janie, JG sounding name with her, too, as well.
I know that, that's not her name, but I'm not sure what her middle name was.
I have to say she's putting it to her, so I do feel like it belongs to her. And she wants to make a comment about your brother's passing. Did he have a drug issue?
No.
Where's the drugging connected to his passing and the falling or the collapse?
Falling, a motorcycle accident.
Thank you. Okay, because there was a falling. She made me do an arrow drawing down. She's claiming on some level then there were questions circulating his state of mind when he was driving. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. She wants to clear up that the alcoholism or the drug issue doesn't belong to your brother but belongs to the male that's with her. So is there a grandfather figure that had a drinking issue connected to her?
No, it's kind of funny that you say that because that's my dad, who lives with me, does.
Okay.
And I've seen another medium, and she said that they, my brother and my grandmother, are together, and that they are telling me that I need to help him.
Okay, so know on some level that that's where the drug issue is then. Okay, so I was.
I know my brother. See, my brother when he was like six, he was 29 when he died. When he was like from 13 to like 23, mm-hmm. he was into drugs, but
Okay, so that's why I was picking up a drug issue with your brother. Okay, and I understand why you got confused that he didn't pass from it, but they did show me at the same time, drug issue, your grandmother said, don't worry about it, but he showed the fall or collapse to it. Okay, so just know that grandmother had to come through in the short time we're together, demonstrating her very strong personality, but complimenting Doreen, because I think she really likes her quiet strength. But through that, really validated how you like to be spoken to, and if somebody spoke to you in a kind of...
You're very right, and actually, maybe sometimes Doreen got everything right. Everything that she said, there's not one thing that she missed.
Right, okay. So just know in the time we're together, I hope that this helps you, and thank you for calling Signs of Life Radio.
Yes, it does. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, let's take, I believe, hopefully Michonne is still on the line wanting to get a connection or ask a question. Michonne, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, thank you for waiting and listening to Signs of Life Radio. Do you have a question for Doreen, or would you like a connection?
I think I'd like a connection.
Okay.
A connection, okay. Okay, so Michonne, I've got an older male, actually, for you on the other side. And I don't know where you might be calling from, but I'm also seeing connections to the East Coast. So I don't know if this is are you actually on the East Coast? Is that where you're calling us from?
I'm not on the East Coast, but the
you're
East
not,
Coast
but you understand connections, because I'm getting connections for you there on the East Coast.
Okay.
I've got an older male for you, and I've got to tell you, he's got a very, very strong father vibration. I feel like he's very protective. This is how he was when he was here. And actually, I really like his energy because he comes across to me as a very strong man, and I think people really liked him. Very, very personable, very gentle, really helping others. Now, can I ask you, where do you understand a Frank or Francie or Francis?
Oh,
How do you understand that name?
That is my great uncle Francis.
Okay.
My mother's uncle, and he was in New York where we were raised.
Okay, so he came from New York. And was he like the protective type? Because this guy's got like he wants to be everybody's dad, you know, or he wants to like protect everyone because I've got like a strong father vibration. Was he like that in life? Because that's what he's showing me. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think as far as I know, knew him, I can see that aspect. I didn't know him very, very well, but he was a great storyteller, and definitely he kind of had that very fatherly way.
I can tell you, a lot of people liked him. This was a very personable man, and he's also making me feel like he did something in his community that was almost, for his time, like kind of almost outspoken, you know, where he wouldn't be afraid to get up and talk to people, or would kind of lead the community type events or something like that, you know, or perhaps would get up and speak on behalf of the community. He really wasn't afraid of anybody. And at the same time, he had this real gentleness. And this is what he's showing me right now. Now, you said this is your mom's uncle, so he would actually be like a granduncle or a great uncle for you. He's telling me there's a female there with him as well. And he says that there was a family of five that he wants to talk about. Now, I don't know if he was one of five, or is that you guys? Where was the five?
That is my mother's family with her sisters.
Okay. So there was, so there's a family of five is there. Now, he also wants to acknowledge another female that's here with you. And he's telling me, okay, so let me just see where this is. No, I got to take it back. There's two females here with you. And he's saying he should acknowledge them, and he doesn't want to leave them out. But I do feel like this is older than you. So I want you to think of mom, aunts. I want you to think above, because it's going to be closer in his generation or kind of in between. You know, it's like a generation above you, generation below him. But he's telling me to talk about the females. Now, where's the diabetes in your family? Is that on your mom's side also?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because he's talking about that. He's mentioning that. He's also mentioning a couple of other health issues as well. And I feel like somebody had, okay, hang on a second. He's talking about somebody having a limb removed or a digit, like a toe or a finger. Ooh. Or, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, my mother almost had to have a toe removed, we thought, but she didn't at the time. And hopefully.
Okay. I don't think that's it. I don't want you to stretch it, because I don't think that's it, because it didn't actually happen. He's actually showing me that somebody has, someone was like an amputee somewhere. They had something removed. I almost want to go to the hand, not the feet. I feel like somebody lost a finger, or maybe two fingers.
Okay, maybe the pinky finger?
Yep, where are we with the pinky?
That's my father.
Okay. So, see, that's how he gets me to talk about your dad, okay, because you would understand that if I said he lost a finger. I like this guy so much. I wish he's the kind of guy I wish I would know in life, because he's just, like, larger than life and just super friendly, a lot of love to give. He's making me feel like his family, now I want you to listen carefully because you might need to validate this with other people, his family in his generation put him up on a pedestal. And you know what? It made him uncomfortable. He didn't like it. It always made him uncomfortable when people thought a lot of him or made him, like, bigger than he wanted to be. He was an outspoken person, but he also liked to kind of stay behind the scenes. He was a little bit shy sometimes, you know.
Absolutely.
I really like his energy. And for whatever reason today, I know you've got a lot of people there, but this is the man that steps forward for you. And that just means that it's the easiest person for me to be able, he gets my attention because his energy is so strong. But he's telling me you have a lot of other people there. You actually have a very large family. And he's saying, think back at your grandmother's generation. There must have been a lot of people in the family, like a lot of siblings, okay?
Yeah.
And he's also showing me two siblings were lost in your grandparents' generation also as infants, like two energies that couldn't stay or, you know, didn't make it here. They passed around childbirth. Now, who had the kitchen fire in your family? Somebody had, like, the big fire on the stove that left a big black mark on the wall. Do you know who that is?
It was probably my father.
Okay, because it didn't burn the house down. But what happened was one of the pots went up, and he's actually laughing about this. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. So I'm seeing this, and he's showing me this, like, poof, this goes up. There's a panic in the kitchen and a big, big, big black smoke stain on the wall, and then everybody was hysterical laughing about this. So I don't know why that would be funny, but I'm just sharing this with you. Fortunately, it wasn't a serious thing, but he's just showing me this because this could be something also you could get